This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Today, Donald Trump is out and Joe Biden is in. Day one of the Biden presidency. We're here to break it down for you, and it starts right now. There you saw President Donald Trump leaving the White House for the last time. I got a little more emotional watching that than I thought that I would, especially when I was thinking back in 2016, which really was 4 years ago, not that long ago, and I didn't even vote for the guy. And now it's 2021, he's leaving the White House for the last time, and I had all of these weird feelings. I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, and to think that was only 4 years ago.
Yeah, we've all aged about 80.
25. Yeah. I was sad too to see him go today, especially with what I think is coming for conservatives. You know, he was a guy who really stood up for the people that elected him. Mm-hmm. The only ones that he really didn't stand up for was the press. He stood against the press, and I applaud that. You know, I thought of Joe Biden's speech today in unity, and I know we're going to talk about that later, but, you know, Donald Trump did reach across the aisle. Donald Trump did massive prison reform, justice reform. He did a lot of things that...
He brought Van Jones to his side on that.
Correct.
Crying out loud.
Correct. I mean, he did a few things that were enormous agenda items for the left, and I can tell you right now, you're not going to see one. You know, they'll say let's work with Mitt Romney.
So a member of their own party,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, in the final hours of Trump's presidency, he fired off a total of 73 pardons and 70 commutations. He did not pardon himself, which, you know, there were people who were speculating he's going to pardon himself, he's going to pardon his family. And he did pardon Steve Bannon, who was accused of defrauding donors in a Build the Wall fundraising effort. So a little strange to see, because these were, of course, Trump supporters, a lot of MAGA people who made these donations that Steve Bannon then, you know, defrauded them of. So very interesting to see his final hours.
Can I just ask, who took that picture of Steve Bannon? I mean... Was that taken by somebody who despises him? I mean, look
kind of like
at
a
that.
Rock star, actually.
Look at that picture. That's not a good picture.
No, he does look a little old.
I will say that, you know, people were speculating on the fact that he might pardon his, you know, himself and his family, all that. I think Glenn's going to be talking a little bit about some of that tonight, because in the left's playbook on what they want to do, they're still running a game from the Transition Integrity Project. That's not over yet. The game moves are still in place, and there's one final nail in the coffin, and it goes straight towards that. But Glenn's going to be talking about that later tonight.
Yeah.
I will say, and I hope I don't alienate too many people watching right now, but it's an absolute tragedy that Steve Bannon is being... this happened.
Amen.
He is not a good guy.
It was not a good way to go out.
Really is a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you think about how close he was to the administration and what he could have done.
And he is actually close to Russians, but not Putin. Just, and this is saying something, the people worse than Putin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
And think about what he is accused of here. He was accused of, so I like was so happy when actual Americans, I thought this was a very American story. You know, the government wasn't putting the wall up fast enough. So they're like, well, we'll do it. You know, like that's the American spirit right there. That's what we're all about. So I was like, yeah. And I was tweeting out the GoFundMe. And then you find out that Bannon was
skimming money.
Skimming money. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone should be outraged over this. This is horrible.
I am.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, was also doing the many important pardons, like for Lil Wayne, who received a pardon after pleading guilty to weapons possessions charges in Miami, Florida, and rapper Kodak Black, whoever that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But he was also convicted on weapons-related charges. No pardon for Joe Exotic, though, which I think is, that's a travesty, honestly, a national travesty.
How many people were waiting just to watch that limo pull out to go pick him up?
No, Joe, I mean, he legitimately had a car waiting with a beauty team.
Not only a beauty team, but he also had waiting for him a therapist because of the therapy that his people said that he was going to need because of prison.
Being in prison, which I think he's in Fort Worth, right? He's very close to us. But that did not happen, I'm sure, much to Joe Exotic's dismay. President Trump...
Not a chance he's going to get it from another president.
No. Let those chips fall where they may. President Trump did hint... I'm sorry. Former President Trump did hint to returning to politics at some time during his final speech. Listen.
The things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
Now, did you take that as coming back to politics or perhaps maybe a media company, something like that I know has been discussed?
This is why he pardoned Steve Bannon. I think he's putting together, I think, a political party. I can't imagine what he's going to do for media. He could have, if he would have played the last month and a half differently, he could have had a media empire, and he could have come back and run as president in 4 years. I don't think that's going to go well. I mean, nobody will... Comcast and AT&T, they're not going to put a cable channel owned by Donald Trump on television. And I don't think Google and Facebook, et cetera, are going to allow him to have his own media place and let that spread like it would. I personally think he's going to start his own party because he hates the Republicans. I spoke to him 2 weeks ago. And he unleashed on the Republicans.
Do you think he has good reason?
Of course he does, yeah. But he unleashed on the Republicans. He hates them. And unfortunately, this will work to our disadvantage. Because as long as he's in, even if he pulls 5% of the vote, 10%, 20% of the vote, he's not going to win because there will always be a Republican candidate. Yeah. Unless they shut that party down. I don't see that happening. But if he starts another one, we're never going to, beside the fact that there's fraud and probably 57, maybe 59 states that are going to be announced soon, we're never going to win a presidency again if he does that.
Jason.
Yeah, a political party kind of scares me, actually. I mean, I'm
with Bannon involved.
Oh my gosh, that really scares me.
Yeah.
I thought he was done with Bannon. So to see Bannon come back, I mean,
I think
so
he's
strongly
very,
in the 12th hour.
No, I think he's very loyal. Mm. And I also think that he credits Bannon for the first win. I mean, he credits himself for the first win, but I think he looks to Bannon as well. And there's a lot of axes to be ground.
Yeah, I mean, it's really his entire message during the first election. I think that came from Bannon.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't doubt it at all. I think Glenn's theory is actually pretty sound. Him getting on board with that, basically. And I'm all for different political parties. I hate the way it is right now, just these two, and we're forced to pick the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. That's not how it should be. But another political party kind of just energized off of Donald Trump's base, I don't see how they pull enough votes. And it seems like that candidate would always be the Ron Paul candidate, you know, that allows enough votes to go to the Democrat and we never get elected again.
Which is unfortunate, but how can we stay this two-party system forever? There's obviously so many.
Oh, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. We'll be a one-party system very soon.
Okay. Well, actually, I was told that the left just toppled a dictator in Donald Trump. They toppled him, which is why you saw just this peaceful transition of power.
That's weird, that's what their new leader said, that there was a peaceful transition of power. Now, I saw the SWAT teams come in, grapple down, swing into the Oval Office, and take him out by force today, which, you know, the left has been predicting that they would have to do.
Which was hard because there was so much violence erupting out in the streets, not only there, but all over the country. So I don't even know how the SWAT team even got in there to do that.
Well,
there
was sniper fire. It was the only SWAT team available. All the rest of them were busy.
So Biden, of course, did get sworn in, and he gave an inaugural address that he focused on unity. He pledged unity, which is very interesting to hear from him, considering the lead up all the way up to this point.
Can I say this, though?
Yes.
I thought it was absolutely the right message.
Okay.
And I do think it comes from him. That's who he is. So I think it was an honest message from him, but he doesn't understand, the 15 documents you're going to sign undoing everything that has been done is going to be a little more than disheartening to the right. And his concept of unity and truth, we can't come together on the truth. He still says Hunter did nothing wrong. He still says that the laptop wasn't really his. He still says things like, I'm going to bring social and economic justice through our treasury system. I can't unite on any of those things. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to watch because I could unite on the feeling, and I could unite on the tone, and I could unite on the actual words about let us unite.
Right.
But it's the action that is going to be his undoing.
Yeah, feeling, tone, all of that is what Democrats are all about. Mm-hmm. And
But it's a very dangerous thing.
Oh, for sure.
Because if you're somebody who is just tuning in, you don't really pay attention, mm-hmm. he came across as a great guy that just wants to get along.
Right.
And for those people that just tune out, that's who they're going to think he is and who his administration is. They're just trying to stop extremists. Who doesn't want to stop those people? But how are they defining extremists? How have we gone from Al-Qaeda being domestic terror to now, if you voted for Trump, you're a domestic terrorist?
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Jason.
It's very, very dangerous, all right, especially if you don't know how Democrats think. It's also very, very dangerous for, I think, middle-of-the-road people, you know, people that could vote Democrat or could vote mm-hmm. Republican. They switch across. They hear things like this: I'm voting for this guy every day and twice on Sundays.
Because mm-hmm. I believe the things he said, he doesn't.
Right.
Well, I mean, he believes in the unity thing. He doesn't believe in anything other than we're the ones that make sense.
Yes.
You're the ones that are lying. So just stop with that pretense. Come back to us and we'll be together.
Yeah, unity means you guys have to come on board with us mm-hmm. in lockstep.
That's been the status quo for years and years now. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times, every single administration, Republicans take another step towards the left? Every single time. As long as they cooperate and they stay, you know, generally in line with Democrats, everyone's kind of nice and peaceful and calm. Donald Trump broke that. He was like, no, screw that. We're not playing that game. When you say unity, you mean domination. That's what you mean. And we're not playing that anymore. I think that, you know, that video of the president leaving did look sad. Mm-hmm. But I think it's hilarious. The media now is like, there's a lot of them, a ton of them are tweeting today, oh, now we can go back to ignoring the president. It's kind of the problem here. they were actually saying that. They're like, everything's good. Like, we won, good to go.
They're not going to cover anything.
Right. And they're like, we're going back. And I'm like, no, this hasn't. Trump is not the aberration here. He is just the start of something that's going to continue.
Trump is not the disease. He is a symptom of the disease. And that's what they don't get. Trump is a symptom of electing people who never do what they say they're going to do. He is a symptom of being lied to by everyone in the press. He is a symptom of no one ever has to pay for a crime in Washington. And I don't care what side it's on. He is the reason why he got Democrats to vote for him is because he's the only one seemingly in Washington that got that. He was the answer to the cancer. He's not the cancer. Yeah. He's the answer to it, at least the only option available. And I have to tell you, if we go through 4 years, and I said this in 2010, if you have Barack Obama for 8 years, he's going to push this country so far that the pendulum is going to swing just as far the other way. And if that guy doesn't grab onto the pendulum swing, the next guy will even be worse swinging the other way. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't grab the pendulum, who are the Republicans going to offer that is going to be strong enough to be able to grab the country again from where we might be in 4 years?
Mm, terrifying thought. All right, we've got more to come, including what Joe Biden is doing on day one, his executive orders, and also a little preview as to, you know, we were talking about the media, as to how the media plans to cover Joe Biden for the next 4 years. Oh, man, it's going to be great. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Home Title Lock. If you don't know what home title theft is, consider yourself lucky because that means it's never happened to you. But the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes in the country. And it's because our legal titles to our homes are kept online where they can obviously be hacked. A cyber thief can find your home's title and they can forge your signature on a quitclaim deed, and then they can say that you sold your home to him. And then they can take out loans against your home until all your equity is gone. And if you think that this is difficult, we have someone right here who goes onto the dark web all the time. And didn't you say that you've seen home titles?
It's still there.
He's like, there's just home titles for sale for like 40 bucks.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm in the midst of remodeling my whole house. Please, someone, take my house.
So, well, it's going to be very difficult for you to do that because Glenn is protected by Home Title Lock.
Right.
But Home Title Lock will protect you if this happens to you. And by the way, you may think that your bank program protects you. Maybe an identity theft program protects you. Those don't actually protect you from home title theft. Home Title Lock does. You can go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you have already been a victim. You're not going to know unless you go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use code RADIO. You'll get 30 free days of protection. That is code RADIO. I don't know why this is code RADIO, where this is, but that's fine. Just use it. Get yourself 30 free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. Back in a minute.
This January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
And I want to unite with him. I think he is the most uniting person I've ever seen. I love his uniting stuff that he's doing. Love it. He's just right there.
How long does this guy last? I mean, this is a legitimate question. I don't even mean it like rudely. It's just, he can't last long in this position.
I hope to God 4 years. I pray for
the alternative.
Yeah, I pray for his protection. I hope 4 years. Although,
that's odd.
I expected him to get up when he was giving the speech. There's been a lot of talk about the flag, and I don't wish it. Don't say anything to the people behind me, but they hate the flag. That's pissing them off. I mean, it was so crazy. Flags everywhere, a whole block of flags, another block of a giant flag. Flags were everywhere. And then They all gave the Pledge of Allegiance,
yeah.
wept a tear with Lady Gaga. And I'm like, you hate this.
Yes. Yes.
You hate this. I was waiting for somebody like, let's take a knee. Why didn't anybody take a knee?
I mean, I guess it can be all we can hope for if being patriotic is back in style again.
No, it's in style on the big things where everybody's watching. Mm. When just the politicals are watching, no.
I think you've got a valid point, though, on how long he lasts. Like, I'm with Glenn. I hope he lasts 4 years, and I hope he's perfectly fine. Yeah. But I think even the left is asking that. I think there's a very specific reason why Nancy Pelosi changed the rules, and they made it to where they, you know, they defined when they can initiate the 25th Amendment, mm-hmm. specifically for, what was it, mental capacity yeah. and being sick.
I don't know if you saw him when he was walking in, but he's not. I mean, he's like my grandfather was, and I don't mean to make fun of him, but he's like my grandfather. And he was walking past the gates with Jill, and there was a moment where I thought he was like, he looks at the house, he's like, whoa, you're not institutional. That's not an institution, is it? I mean, he's not quite all there.
That's an understatement. You're being yeah. very generous yeah, I know, think, with that description.
I actually really want to live up to his challenge. But uniting, we don't have to hate each other, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to fight all of your policies with everything I have. But I don't want to be cruel. But look at what they said about the president. And, you know, if I
do this, and it's as offensive as calling Donald Trump a guy who's building showers in the basement,
then I can't help you. I can't help you.
I hate to preach heresy here, but in this country, I'm not for unity, really, at all. I think the government
on principles.
I think the government specifically was built to be completely divided on purpose. I think that when there's total unity in a country, you get things like the Patriot Act.
Which we are going to regret very soon.
Right. In the name of unity, what damage did FDR do?
Yeah.
Right? In the name of unity, what did LBJ do to this country? No, I'm going to be as divided as I possibly can. I think we need that. When someone's pushing the Great Reset because of the coronavirus and climate change, I want to be very divided on that. And I think that's more healthy for the country. Now, I don't say that, yes, I want to be unified on principles.
Yeah, I don't want to hate the other side.
Right.
Right.
You know, but I don't know how to, I just don't know how to unite. Because all they talked about was how beautiful the Constitution was and this republic and our founders and everything else. You just called the 1776 project racist. Mm-hmm. I mean, what?
And you're saying you don't want to hate the other side, but what do you do when the other side hates you? Right?
I mean, you love them.
Right, but how can you unite under the same ideals?
You can't.
I just don't see how
you can. Shake the dust. I mean, the Bible says shake the dust from your feet and move on. And I just don't want to be obsessed with this. I can't do another president. That's all wrong. It's all wrong the way things are going. But we can't give up. We can't stop fighting. We've got to fight differently. This isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to fight differently.
It's absolutely hilarious to me. Well, not hilarious, but I watched the president's speech last night.
Yeah.
And there was a good long, like, how long was it? At least 5 minutes of the speech just rattling, or probably more.
Ten.
Just rattling off accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting very, very pissed off. And I was like, you know, most people didn't even hear about this stuff. Why? Because the media refused to report on any of it.
Now, we have a problem with the truth. And so I got some people who are going to, because you got to stop telling lies, Jason. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I couldn't take the truth part of this. And that they are going to decide who's telling the truth. Their side was lying. Now, I'm not saying these conspiracy theories or anything else are healthy or right and we should engage in them, but I'm talking about the everyday, Trump did this. No, he didn't. Trump did this. No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. Trump did this. No, he didn't. to the point to where yesterday, James Comey, last night, on the same day the Steele file was opened up, and we know that the FBI interviewed Steele, and he said, before the president was even in office, I pushed this to help Hillary Clinton. Are you kidding me?
That's a no mainstream outlet, by the way.
None.
You got a hump.
None.
No.
So don't start in on me on the truth thing, because how is it going to be for us to be called liars, for us to be called people that just can't deal in the truth by these people?
Yeah.
By the mainstream media who have lied for 4 years.
Yeah. Really quickly, before we go to break, I do want to, we're talking about unity. You know who I think is not as enthusiastic about unity? Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, there's a picture of him from the inauguration. He does not look thrilled. Jason, what was your quote tweet on Twitter?
I think there was a ton of these going around, but I think I put, when you thought that you were going to be the first or the oldest corrupt president to be sworn in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did not turn out the way Bernie Sanders liked.
He's like your prototypical angry communist. He probably mitts himself.
He really is.
I mean, those are impressive gloves.
Yeah, they are. And he just looks like he's picking up his grandson at a hockey game, and he's waiting for the practice to get over, and he's just pissed off.
Yes. Or Sarah, he went to a concert, thought he was going to see somebody else, but Ed Sheeran started instead.
I don't know why he's not thrilled. What a communist not being happy about that. All right, we've got, again, a little preview of how the media is going to cover the next 4 years. Yeah, it might make your stomach turn. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Keeps. If you have noticed that maybe your hair is not looking as full as it used to.
What are you saying?
Every time I'm on the show.
That's just a coincidence, Jason. Right. I don't know what you're talking about. So if you're a man, let's face it, I'm going to be really sexist here and just say you're not going to go to the doctor for anything. All right. I know you're not going to go to the doctor if you are looking for some sort of hair loss prescription treatment. So you're in luck. You can try Keeps from the comfort of your own home. You can get the same doctor-recommended FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But number one, Keeps is going to give you the generic versions for half the cost. And number two, it's way easier than going to the doctor. It's all online.
Do you get the ED medicine that you take from Keeps as well? Or do you do the hair loss, and do they mix them together for you? Or
what are you talking about?
That's for an off-air conversation, Glenn. You just answer a couple questions. You take a couple pictures of your hair. The doctor will review everything and send it directly to your doorstep. It is that easy. You're not going to go to the doctor, all right? So we're going to save you time and money. You get a special deal right now. Go to keeps.com. That is KEEPS.com/Y. That's WHY. For 50% off, yes, I said 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That is keeps.com/Y. Keeps.com/Y. Back in a minute. Before we move on to how the media is covering the new president, Glenn,
I wanted to show this picture. This was tweeted by Kamala last night. And it's a picture of the president and first lady, vice president and second man. And all I could think of is, wow, you really don't care? I know where I stand. Is it because I'm black? I mean, white privilege? I mean, I could come up with a million lines on that one. That's pretty, if you were the one standing. My son-in-law, we were on a plane, and we thought the plane was going down. We were over the Bermuda Triangle. We were flying over to Israel. Yes. And we were flying over the Bermuda Triangle, and it was, the plane was hit by lightning and everything else. And we were bringing the whole staff over, and we all just were like, this is it, this is it. Apparently, my son-in-law was in the back saying to my daughter, This is going, the headline's going to be Glenn Beck and others. We're others. That's all we are. We're others. She's the other here.
You know what's going to be fun is over the next 4 years, looking at the things the media would have freaked out on if it was Trump.
Yes.
Can you imagine if he pulled that?
Yeah. Yeah. And those of you who are listening on podcast, we're referencing a picture where Joe and Jill are covered by bulletproof
glass
and Kamala. And
it's just right out in the open. They're like, why don't you just wear like a thing one or thing two shirt with, like a big bullseye? I mean, here, you need to wear this. It looks like a Joe Biden mask. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Well, yesterday, this was, again, yesterday, before even before Joe Biden was officially inaugurated, CNN's political director had something to share about President Joe Biden and the lights set up at the National Mall. Now, if you thought that, who said the tingle up the leg?
Chris Matthews.
If you thought that that was bad from Chris Matthews, oh, just wait, it gets much better, watch.
There's still some tinkering going on with the inaugural address, but his aides have made really clear, it's not like he's trying to ignore or paper over either what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago or what we've been through throughout 4 years of the Trump presidency. And the contrast on display tonight was so stark. I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms.
Okay,
and contrast that with
he's still going.
A
disgraced president on his way out
disgraced
at his lowest
president.
Point in his presidency right. at the very end here by himself fighting for his political movement to live on.
His arms are outstretched, Glenn.
That's what, I mean, I always think of Joe Biden's arms as big, long, reflecting pool lights. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, the good thing is that guy looks like Jeffrey Toobin. I thought he was Jeffrey Toobin for a while. But that is just so sad. And have you noticed, I've counted two already, where they have shot him with the symbol behind him, you know, with the presidential symbol, making it look like he's got a halo again. They were doing that with Obama. They're doing it again.
Really?
I expect this, and it's perfectly fine on MSNBC. Do that all day long. You know, that's what we expect. That right there is the perfect example of why the modern media as it is today, mainstream media, is probably threat number one in this country. Division, division, division. And it's because of political actors like that that claim to be
neutral.
Moderate, neutral.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, CNN, I haven't heard anybody talk about this yet, but CNN is the one leading the charge to silence Trump supporters, silence OAN, silence us, silence all people on the right. It is actually being led by CNN and people internal to CNN, which is remarkable, remarkable when you think about how they whined about how freedom of press and voices are being suppressed. And now the press itself at CNN is leading that march to silence voices.
Yeah, President Trump took one reporter from, you know, a media outlet out of the White House press conference, and they said that the First Amendment was under assault. It was under attack. It was under attack by President Trump. And now,
I don't think they called him President Trump. Didn't
I'm sorry.
Doubt it. You know, it was like
Donnie
Reichstag Fuhrer.
And so I expected it to be a whole lot different. I didn't expect it to pivot so quickly, so bluntly as it is now.
Not with a Biden win, I didn't. You know, I mean, we talked about it and we've been doing research, Jason, and you've been on the cutting edge of the color revolutions. With the Biden win, I didn't think that I just didn't see this coming, that they would start before they even got into office, of just going totally radical and silencing. And quite honestly, it's because of the Capitol nightmare. You know, if Donald Trump would have played this differently, he would have had a very bright future in front of him. I don't know what his future is going to be now, because he he made it hard for even his supporters on that day. He made it hard for his supporters to continue to support him. And that's sad. And it's really sad, not him, but those people on Capitol Hill that actually did the violent acts. They set us back a long, long way.
Yeah. The bluntness from the media is what is so striking to me. Two New York Times reporters, one tweeting yesterday when they saw Biden's plane arrive that they got chills. When he was arriving. New York Times. Another New York Times today, he was the one that said that now they can go back to ignoring the office of the president. I mean, they're not even trying to hide these things anymore. USA Today, can we agree that Melania Trump's probably one of the hottest first ladies
Absolutely.
That we've ever had, if
yes.
not the hottest?
Yes.
Yeah, hottest. She's at least there with Jackie Kennedy.
Right, exactly.
And Martha Washington.
Okay.
Like, what?
Yikes.
I don't remember them ever commenting on her style. She looked like a runway model.
Right.
They already
She was!
I mean, even still.
When she went on the African safari, do you remember that?
Yes.
She was a Ralph Lauren ad the entire time, and people either didn't say something or said how hideous and colonial she looked.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, so USA Today has already started a style diary for Dr. Jill.
Stop.
I'm dead serious. So they're cataloging every one of her outfits already.
Oh my gosh.
It's infuriating.
Wow. Wow, I can't wait to see those. What a trendsetter over there.
It's so horrible what they did to Donald Trump. It is worse what they did to his family. And it is even worse what they did to Melania.
Oh.
Because she wasn't involved in any of it. Any of it. And they just trashed her. And when they weren't trashing her, they ignored her. Mm-hmm. Just like she doesn't even exist. It was so horrible.
And wait until what they're going to do next. And that will be worse than what they've already done. Sidelining his agenda, all that stuff, trashing the family. Wait until they get the courts involved.
Shouldn't say too much. Back in a minute.
Well, I talked to Dershowitz today. He's ready to stand up.
All right, 17 executive actions Joe Biden is taking, or probably at the time that you are watching this, probably already has taken today. Let's go through some of them. We've got about 5 minutes here. 100 days masking challenge in the federal government, which actually is a very cute way of saying a mask mandate. It's not a challenge. It's a challenge, meaning like if you don't
do it, you're going to hate it.
You'll get in
trouble. It's like, let's come together and be unified. Do it or else.
Right, right, exactly.
What's infuriating to me about that is it's purely symbolic.
Yes.
They already have to wear masks in all the places he said.
Well, it's a challenge, though.
And you know what's amazing is, have you heard that they now agree that masks probably aren't working, and the solution is double masks.
To wear two.
Yes. To wear two masks.
Well, I did see that a one small drawback to that is that you actually, you can't breathe as well.
Yeah, you pass out from oxygen.
Yeah, I'm wearing
minor. Oxygen.
It's minor.
I'm wearing my double mask on my ass. That's where it's going to stay.
Re-engaging with the World Health Organization, he says, to make Americans and the world safer. Extending eviction and foreclosure moratoriums, extending student loan pause, rejoining the Paris Agreement on climate change. Racial equity.
Which puts our energy policy in the hands of European technocrats.
We were energy independent for the first time in my lifetime. First time ever. Mm-hmm. First time ever. And I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. That is something we have asked forever. Why are we dependent on everyone else? We're going back? I mean, it's
that's no big deal. They're just going to, on all the public land, they're going to put solar panels and turbines and all the public land.
Oh, yeah, no, environmental people will love
those. Love that.
Love those.
Preserving and fortifying protections for dreamers is another one. Reverse the Muslim ban.
Wasn't a Muslim ban.
Right, I know. That's the wording
really
of these.
Dangerous.
Are just, yeah, the wording of these are just amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And you won't hear that again on CNN. Any mainstream media outlet is not going to go Muslim ban.
It was a halt on immigration from conflict zones.
Right, right.
Many of them happen to be in Africa and the Middle East. It's well, not racist, because they're Muslim.
That's a racist thing to say.
I totally just, yeah.
Stop border wall construction, because who needs walls, especially when you're like at the White House and you have the National Guard out and you
and a wall
have all
around the White House
walls,
now.
Right. But it's just for the elitists, not for the little people here. Let's see. Deferred enforced departure for Liberians. Presidential memorandum. So, okay.
He is going to let these Hondurans through, and it is.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they said, I know the last thing I saw was that he had said, hey, if you guys could just wait a little bit, like, we don't want to do this right away, but if you could wait, maybe
why,
we
what's
can.
What's the difference?
I mean, optics,
why wait?
I guess.
Yeah, why wait?
I guess optics. And then, of course, preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation.
Oh, thank God, because right now you can just, you know, you're still chained to the oven, aren't you? You're not allowed to leave there.
It's a very long chain.
It's so a very long chain. That's how you got here.
And then,
got it. Yeah. I didn't know we had laws that already made
and
all that stuff.
By the way, Joe Biden's transition team is still transitioning.
That's so I think. Okay, what is your take on that? Because this is what, assistant HHS? Secretary, right?
That
is.
No, I'm not quoting anybody. That was just me. Why? What did he say?
Oh, okay. So yesterday we talked about this on the show that he picked Dr. Rachel Levine.
Oh my
who's
gosh,
the transgender woman from
lovely.
Pennsylvania.
Lovely. Oh. We have a picture of her.
Assistant.
She
we should have it from
lovely.
Yesterday, Mark.
Provided guidelines for orgies, right?
Yeah. No. That was a few weeks ago. Did you know this?
No.
She provided guidelines for spontaneous orgies. If you find yourself in a spontaneous orgy, what you have to do to remain COVID safe. And the first one was, try to know the name of your partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Just try.
Yeah. I mean, imagine going to an orgy and she's there. And you're like, I have got to take my pants off. Because... I gotta have me some of that right now.
Oh man!
So you can't go to church, but according to her, you can have an orgy.
Well, only if it's a spontaneous one. You don't know how these things happen.
They happen all the time.
In the brainstorming room, we're like, what should we get guidelines on? Who was the dude that was like, what about orgies?
The one.
I mean, really, it is sad. And by the way, not a great, not well-loved in Pennsylvania, I will say. It was under a lot of hot water because she was one of the ones, she did like Cuomo. She ordered all of the nursing homes to take all of these, that was one of her guidelines, all of the nursing homes to take the COVID patients, and then also moved her mother out of a care home to make sure that her mother wouldn't be in harm's way when all of the COVID patients were going in to all of these other care homes.
Well,
so I really mean, not
I'm
corrupt
sure,
at all.
I'm sure that she was selected because she was absolutely the best candidate.
Qualified.
And by the way, her job, her main job now is to make sure that everyone receives the vaccine. Transgender, you know, trees, people who believe they're trees, everybody gets the vaccine. So that's her job.
Oh, good. Can't wait. Can't wait for that fight.
I'm going to keep calling him a him as long as I can, because pretty soon it'll be illegal and we'll all be thrown in jail for saying it. So will be called a he.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a you're dead naming right here. All right, we got to take a break, back in a minute. It's true. Don't you get
Equality Act?
All right, before we go, remember, if you have not yet subscribed to the audio podcast, go there wherever you get your favorite podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review. You may see your review read on air. We've got a couple today, one from DB Canto. Sarah really moderates beautifully and then gets out of the way. Her, Beck, and Yaku are my favorite trio.
Ooh,
thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay, because last week we read one that said they wanted Jason as Secretary of State.
That's true.
In 2024. So we're all rooting for you, Jason. We've also got one from Renee, who said, if you want the researched truth about America today, this is your show. And those of you listening on audio podcast, she also put 3 exclamation points. she or he, put 3 exclamation points so you know that they really meant it. Speaking of really meaning it, here's one in all caps so you know that this is for real. Love this show and the guest contributors. Always so informative. 5 stars from JT in NYC. We're really sorry
only
that you're in
4 exclamation points.
But it was in all caps.
Well, okay, you win.
Or maybe he was yelling at us. You I don't know. So make sure you go subscribe, rate, and review. That way other people can find the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. See you tonight at 8.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.